about conquering commitment by finding your focus, number two, feeding your focus, and three, fighting for your focus. In succession to that speech, today Myron is going to target Toastmasters specifically, discussing keeping your commitment. Taken out of the Successful Club series, the goal of this series is to teach the membership of Toastmasters the skills and standards they must strive to achieve for their club to be successful. Furthermore, this speech serves as the last milestone necessary in achieving his advanced leadership bronze. Let's give him a round of applause. Well on his way to Distinguished Toastmaster. As he goes for the gold, please join me in giving a warm, heartfelt welcome to our very own area governor, Myron Chris Florence, competent communicator, competent leader, as he presents Keeping the Commitment.
We did not say earlier, but if you have your phone, can you just make sure this song's silent at the current time so we don't have any more interruptions? But today, as my introduction said, we're talking about keeping the commitment. Now, I don't know if you remember from my last time that I spoke, but I like to do more interactive listening. You said it's going to be an interactive meeting, but this is going to be an interactive speech. So you're going to do some writing. So if you have a pen, pull that out. Pull out something hard to write on, because we're all going to be participating in this speech. So first off, keeping the commitment. What is commitment? Can I get a definition from anybody? Yes.
Making a promise to do something and following through.
Making a promise to do something and following through. Making a promise to do something and then follow through with them. When I think about commitment, I think about relationships between a husband and a wife, or even in a monogamous relationship. So I'm going to target, to make my point, I'm going to target the ladies in the room. But it works for the fellas as well, but I'm going to target the ladies for this purpose. Now ladies, if your husband, your significant other, says, I am committed to you, I have not cheated on you, I've not looked at another woman, I've not done any of that stuff.
Don't believe it.
However,
so you're mad already.
However, when he comes home, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't tell you I love you. He doesn't buy you flowers. He doesn't take the trash out. He doesn't do any of these niceties that you think your husband should do. So what would you say of that level of commitment? He hadn't cheated on you. He hadn't looked at any other women or anything like that. But he doesn't do any of the extra things. What would you say to that?
It wasn't in the commitment.
It wasn't.
Now, but in the terms of agreement.
The ladies won't say it, but I think that I have...
We will say it.
More quickly today than you.
But I think they will say, just you can take that level of commitment and you can shove it. So,
be more colorful.
Commitment is something that we should do, but we should do more than enough. Now let's relate that to Toastmasters. When we come into Toastmasters, do we just do the bare minimum? I'm committed to Toastmasters. I come to the meetings, and then I leave. Or do we do above and beyond? Do we go and always come up with activities and ideas or initiatives and things to help Dawnbreakers move past just being a regular club to being the President's Distinguished Club that it is? So now we're going to get a show of hands, and we're going to do a poll. And we're going to go from 1 to 10. And I'm going to get a show of hands about who your level of commitment. Now, before I say that, in my first speech, I told a joke about a chicken and a hog. Does anybody remember that? That chicken and the hog? Okay, the chicken and the hog were walking down the street, and the chicken says to the hog, let's go and get some eggs and some bacon. And the hog says, oh no, because for you, that is involvement. But for me, that is total commitment. So on a scale, there's a difference between involvement and commitment. So we're going to do, one is involvement. We're going to put I for involvement. That means you come to the meetings. You might do a speech every now and again, or you might volunteer to be a grammarian or something, but it's not really your priority. Five, you say you kind of have the middle of the road. You do what you can, but you know, it's still more that you can do. And then 10, I'm all in. I'm sold out for Toastmasters. And before we take this poll, just be honest with yourself. Because we already know if you're one. we can look, if you only come to the meeting, if we only see you when you have to serve in a position, we know these. So just be honest with yourself. Nobody's looking, nobody's. So if you are a 1, 2, 3 in that category, you'll get a show of hands. Who would say I'm in that category? Okay. Thank you for your honesty. You are one person there. The 4, 5, 6 category, I do enough, but I know that inside of me, I can do more. How many people are in that category?
That's number 2.
That's
number
5.
Number 5. Yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6. We have 6 people in that category. And 10. 8, 9, 10. I do all that I can. I'm sold out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm sold out. Idiot.
Impossible. Okay. So that just goes to show that we can see where we need to work on.
The number to play is 167.
This is a part of the interaction. We're going to go through the Toastmasters promise. And you're going to keep these. It has places that you're going to fill out. So just be honest on these forms. Now, if you're anything like me, if you've been to Toastmasters for a while, you don't even remember what this form says, let alone signing it. So we're going to go. All right, the Toastmasters promise. As a member of Toastmasters International and my club, I promise, first 3 things talk about participation. And that's what I can do. It's for me. I promise to attend club meetings regularly. Do you come, like I said, when you have something to do? Or do you come regularly? Do you come all the time? Think about that. Prepare all of my speech and leadership projects to the best of my ability, basing them on projects in the competent communication, advanced communication, or competent leadership manuals. Do you do that? Now, I know this club is very good about doing that, but some of the other clubs, they will just do a speech off the cuff and it has nothing to do with a manual. To prepare for and fulfill meeting assignments. I don't want to be the dead horse, but every meeting we come in and either this lady here or this lady here talks about how people in the Gavel Club, they are so excited, the children are so excited, but we have to pull teeth to get people here to fill roles. So we're going to take about 10 seconds and I want you to fill this out. Based on these top 3, what do you do well in participation? And how can you improve in participation? And again, this is for you, so just be honest with yourself. How can you improve? Moving along. or to interact, this is for others, to provide fellow members with helpful, constructive evaluations. How many people have actually read the How to Evaluate manual? Yes. Good. If you have not read that manual, you are doing yourself a disservice, and you're doing the person that you're evaluating a disservice. When we come in here, especially as a President's Distinguished Club, we want to give top-notch evaluations. Yet if you don't know how to do an evaluation properly, then, like I said, you're doing everybody a disservice. So if you haven't done that, make sure you go and read that manual. To help the club maintain the positive, friendly environment necessary for all members to learn and to grow. We don't have a problem with that here. This is a very loving, warm environment. And if someone were to tell me that they came to Dawn Breakers and they did not get a hug, I would ask, did you come to the right club? And then my second follow-up question would be, was Alcina there? Nobody else gives you a hug. To serve my club as an officer when called upon to do so. Show of hands, how many people have never been a club officer? Do we have any? Never been a club officer? These news that will be great. And to treat my fellow club members and our guests with respect and courtesy. Now, just to go a step further, I went to one club as the area governor, and no one knew who I was. I had my book with the Toastmasters logo on the front. But I went and sat down, and somebody noticed the book, and they said, hey, what's your name? I said, Myron. Now, I told the president that I was coming, so he heard my name. He's like, Myron? Oh, hey, how you doing? And this is the area governor. Nice to meet you. Everybody flocked to me because I had credentials, because I was the area governor. But do we treat every guest as a guest of honor? So just think about that. Next, take 30 seconds or seconds and fill that out. What do you do well as far as interactions? And how can you improve on your interactions? Last but not least, we go to maintain club quality, and this is for the club. What you do here at Toastmasters, as you can see, it not only affects you, but it affects the club, your specific club that you're a part of, and it affects Toastmasters International. So to maintain club quality, we have to bring guests to club meetings so that they can see the benefits Toastmasters membership offers. Let me stop there. I'm the first to admit, I don't remember the last time I brought somebody to Toastmasters. So where are you on that level? I tell people about Toastmasters, but do you actually bring people and get them to come to Toastmasters, to Dawn Breakers, and to join? To adhere to the guidelines and rules for all Toastmasters educational and recognition programs. We said earlier we have a lot of DTMs here, but even going further than that, are you still trying to reach the educational and recognition goals to help this club be successful? And finally, to maintain honest and highly ethical standards during the conduct of all Toastmasters activities. Take a moment and fill out that bottom portion as it relates to maintaining club quality. How can you improve? What are you doing good on that section? Last thing that we're going to do is we're going to have an induction ceremony, a recommitment ceremony for all of the Toastmasters. So So if you are a Toastmaster and you are able to stand, I would like you to stand once you get your Toastmaster's promise. And we are going to read this all together.
Stop being slow.
You need a little more commitment.
Yeah, I'm cutting into my time here.
Okay. I'm messing up this.
We're going to repeat this all together. And at the end, we're going to sign this and turn it back in. I'm going to give it to the president. All right, you ready? One, two, three. As a member of Toastmasters International, my club number 2771,
I promise to attend club meetings regularly to prepare all of my speech and leadership projects to the best of my ability, based in on projects in the company communication, advanced communication, or competent leadership manuals, to prepare for and fulfill meeting assignments, to provide fellow members with helpful constructive evaluations, to help the club maintain the positive friendly environment necessary for all members to learn and grow, to serve my club as an officer when called upon to do so, to treat my fellow club members and our guests with respect and courtesy, to bring guests to club meetings so they can see the benefits of Toastmasters membership offers, to adhere to the guidelines and rules for all Toastmasters educational and recognition programs, and to maintain honest and positive ethical standards during the development of all Toastmasters activities.
Thank you so much. Go ahead and sign that, fill out the bottom, and I'm going to go collect that as I take my seat.
So let's go ahead and pause and give our speaker another round of applause.